Thank you very much for introduction. And I would like to thank the organizers for invitation here and giving me this opportunity. I would like to talk about some probabilistic approach to neighboring theory for metabolic functions on general Taylor manifolds. So we are first looking at some relationship between complex Brownian motion. Complex Brownian motion is a most basic diffusion process and classical neighboring theory. Jensen's formula, as you know, it is important. It is important in the first main theorem of neighboring theory, which means that average on the circle of radius r of this function equals to neighboring counting functions. We are looking at a probabilistic aspect of this formula. So we use complex Brownian motion on a complex plane with starting from the origin. And the tau r denotes the first existing time from the disk of radius r. And then this process, namely log of absolute value of f of zt minus a before zt existing from the disk is a local martingale. So there are some terms, local martingale and martingale. A martingale is a stochastic process which expectation equals the initial value of the martingale. And the local martingale is a martingale on each bounded stochastic interval. So local martingale satisfies a weak condition than a weaker condition than martingale. we can apply Ito-Tanaka formula. We get we can see this positive part of this process can be decomposed into martingale plus some increasing process, and so it behaves nicely. And on the other hand, the negative part of this process can be decomposed into a local martingale plus the same increasing process. And I remark that the expectation of a local martingale does not always coincide with the expectation of the initial value. Then we take the singularity of this function from the zeros of f minus a makes this process a local martingale. Then we take expectation of both equations. Then we have these equations. So there are some extra term appears here. This is caused by the effect of a local martingale. Right-hand side of Jensen's formula equals this quantity because the distribution of the exit place of Brownian motion is just a uniform measure on the circle. So the left-hand side of Jensen's formula equals this quantity. Then, we can see this quantity equals the neighboring counting function. In particular, f omits a, if and only if this quantity is vanishing. For meromorphic function f, we use this function. This bracket means classical caudal distance from P1. Then, applying Ito's formula with similar argument to the Jensen's formula case, we get this equation. This is just Fassmann theorem in the classical Nevelian theory. Namely, this equation coincides with this equation. This is their classical definition of proximity function, counting function, and alpha Smith characteristic function. As I mentioned, that the exit place of Brownian motion on the circle distributed uniformly on the circle, then this quantity corresponds to this quantity, and as we have just seen, Nevelian's counting function equals this quantity. And alpha Smith characteristic function involves Green's function, of half of Laplacian with Dirichlet condition on the boundary of the disk. Then we can see this quantity equals this quantity. So first main theorem and our equation, the same one.
First main theorem is a direct consequence from Ito's formula and some Martinger calculus. So it is very easy consequence. But of course, our main interest in the Nevelian theory is second main theorem. Second main theorem is, of course, is not trivial. So our aim is to prove a second main theorem using our probabilistic expression of Nevelian functions and some tools from stochastic calculus based on diffusion process. So we use some stochastic calculus based on diffusion processes, and our diffusion processes are called holomorphic diffusion. Let us consider some diffusion processes. A diffusion process means it has a continuous path, and it satisfies a Markovian property. So let us consider a connected complex manifold and a diffusion process on M. And a diffusion process is called holomorphic diffusion if real part of F of X is a local Martinger on R for any holomorphic function locally defined on M. A complex Brownian motion on complex Euclidean space is a typical example of holomorphic diffusion. Complex Brownian motion on Euclidean space takes the form as this. So each component is a sum of independent one-dimensional, one-real dimensional Brownian motions, and they are all independent. More generally, Brownian motion, Kerr-manifold is a typical example of holomorphic diffusion. In other words, the notion of holomorphic diffusion is a generalization of Brownian motions on Kerr-manifolds. Brownian motions on Kerr-manifolds means a diffusion process whose generator is a half of Laplacian defined from the Kehler metric. So for our purpose, holomorphic diffusion has some important properties. So by definition, we can see if f is a holomorphic function on M, then f of xt behaves essentially complex Brownian motion with new clock. If M is a Keller manifold and xt is a Brownian motion associated with the Keller metric, then this new clock takes the form as this, namely an integral of square norm of gradient of x from 0 to t. And when f is a holomorphic map between two complex manifolds and x is a holomorphic diffusion M, then f of x is a holomorphic marking M. The definition of holomorphic marking M is that it satisfies the condition of the definition of a holomorphic marking M, except for Markovian property. If M is a Keller manifold and X is a Brownian motion on M, and F is a Meyermanic function, namely, so it is a holomorphic map from M to P1, then it is F of X is a holomorphic marking L on P1, then there exists a Brownian motion on P1 with respect to the Fubini study metric, such that f of xt is a Brownian motion on P1 with new clock. This clock takes a form as this. So namely, integral of energy density of f along the path of x from 0 to t. So I cannot use this system, so they are the same side. Sorry. So how to this is a construction of a holomorphic diffusion. So we use a Dirichlet form theory due to Fukushima Okada to get holomorphic diffusion on complex manifold. Let us consider such a bilinear form on smooth functions where theta is the closest positive current of by degree m minus 1. And we assume that there exists a Radon measure dm on m such that this pair of E and smooth function is closable on L to dm. In this case, we say dm is an admissible measure. Then Fukushima Okada theory says that a holomorphic diffusion corresponds uniquely to the pair of bilinear form and its domain. So, the generator of the diffusion process is a self-adjoint operator on L to dm, such that satisfies this equation. Then we can say formally LU has such a form. And diffusion same group is this operator satisfies this condition. So they relate the analytic data and probabilistic quantity. And we also use the Carré-Duchamp operator defined by this. And we often This is a basic tool we often use in our method, which is called Itô's formula for holomorphic diffusion. It says that for some Lth function U, U of x t can be decomposed into one dimension standard Brownian motion with new clock plus integral over U of x Lx. Then we remark that when M is a Keller manifold with a Keller home omega, and X is a Brownian motion with respect to the Keller metric, then X corresponds to the Dirichlet form with theta is omega to the power M minus 1, and its admissible measure is a canonical volume form. And the generator L is half of Laplacian with respect to the Keller metric, and the Kardashian operator is of U is a square norm of gradient of U. Then when X is Brownian motion M, Itô's formula becomes this equation. So using such a tools, we wish to consider two types of formulation of Navarino theory. First one is based on Green's functions. In this case, we are devoted to the case that Xt is a Brownian motion stopped at the first existing time from some balls. And the second one is based on diffusion semigroup. In this case, we treat some general holomorphic diffusions. First formulation is a natural generalization of a classical neighboring theory. So this is a setting of the first formulation. In this case, we only consider Brownian motion and the manifold is Keller manifold. So M is a complete Keller manifold with dimension M. And B is a non-negative smooth subharmonic exhaustion function. And X is a Brownian motion on M, and Px denotes the row of Brownian motion starting from X. And tau R is a first existing, denotes the first existing time of X from the ball defined of radius R defined by exhaustion function B, and we fix some point O. It is a starting point of Brownian motion. Then we can define Navarino's functions using this Brownian motions. So they are actually the same as the classical cases. Then from this these expressions, so when M is C, they coincide with classical Navarino functions. And we also remark that they have analytic expressions. Okay, our proximity function is integral of this function by the harmonic measure. And this is the harmonic measure on the boundary of this ball. And TR is such an expression. ZR is Green's function on BR with Dirichlet boundary condition on boundary of BR. Then this is a direct generalization of alpha Schmidt's characteristic function. And as for counting functions, So we can take accounting. This function is a delta subharmonic function, namely a difference of two subharmonic functions. Then Laplacian of this function is a sine measure. So we can take the smallest negative part of this sine measure. Then our counting function can be written by this quantity. Then as classical case, we can apply Itô's formula to this process. Then we have a Fast-Man theorem. So from the probabilistic expressions of Navarino functions, then as a corollary to the Fast-Man theorem, we have such a simple proposition. If M has a Liouville property, namely M does not admit any non-constant bounded harmonic functions, and F is a constant, then our capitalistic function tends to infinity as R to infinity. It implies that the logarithmic capacity of the set of omitted values of F is zero. So this is just a generalization of the Kasuraki-Weierstrass theorem. To state our second main theorem, we need some notations. Rx denotes the pointwise lower bound of rich curvature, and NR rich means such an expectation of integral over Rx. And N1 means an analogy of a counting function of a critical point of DF, critical point of F. Then we have a second main theorem. A1, A2, AQ distinct points. Then for any positive epsilon, there is some exceptional set on R of finitely big measure, this inequality holds for R outside this exceptional set. So comparing with classical Navarino's second main theorem, so there are three extra parts. So first one is comes from rich curvature, and this is coming from exhaustion function. So what is the last C, constant C? But I'm sorry that it takes a very complicated and messy form. So this is the definition of this. This is the definition of this constant. Anyway, this is a very complicated and messy form, but you can find this constant comes from exhaustion function and the Green's function. So this is the definition of this extra constant. So to get good estimate of this extra term, so we need a good estimate of Green's function. So it is difficult to get such a good estimate of Green function, but we have some examples that we can do concrete calculations for this constant. So we consider I shall give some simple examples, so in this case M is an algebraic hypersurface. Let us consider M be an algebraic hypersurface of degree k non-singular at infinity. So we take the induced metric from Cn as a Keller metric, and we take a Euclidean distance function as an exhaustion function. And Br denotes the extrinsic ball, and the Gr is a Green's function on Br with Dirichlet condition with respect to the, this is a Green's function of half of Laplacian. Then using comparison theorem of stochastic differential equations, then we have this estimate. You can find in this case this Green's function behaves similarly to the case to the Green's function of Euclidean space of the same dimension. Then from this we have second main theorem like this. So Messier constant C enters this term. So this is the actual remainder term. So epsilon times in this part. And from this second main theorem, we can get some defect relation. So we can also see TR has a gross order at least log R, then we can define constant CF by this. Then CF is strictly positive if F is non-constant. Then we have this defect relation. And this is just an example. So as I mentioned before, it is difficult to in general, because it is difficult to get a good estimate of Green's function, so we wish to avoid this difficulty. So we are looking for another method of another approach to neighboring theory. So we consider the second formulation. In the second formulation, we consider general complex manifold and a holomorphic diffusion defined by the Dirichlet form. And dm denotes the admissible measure. We assume x is conservative, namely a semigroup of L maps constant function 1 to 1. As I mentioned, if F is a meromorphic function, then F and X is a holomorphic diffusion on M, then F of X is a Brownian motion on P1 with a new clock. So, new clock. Then we use this clock we define to define our new characteristic function. So this is our new characteristic function. So from this process, we can define a measure, which is we call this measure energy measure of F with respect to x by this formula. Then, so we are now treating general cases, but when M is scalar manifold and X is a Brownian motion, then our new characteristic function is just the expectation of this process. And this expectation can be expressed as this quantity. So where Pxy is the heat current of Laplacian, half of Laplacian. And in this case, our energy measure coincides with half of usual energy measure. So comparing with comparing this with previous characteristic function, so it has the terminal value of the this integral is tau r. Tau r is the first exit time of Brownian motion from the balls, so it is random. On the other hand, our new one has a constant t as the terminal value of the integral. So it seems easier to treat this characteristic function than the previous Alfvén-Siemens type characteristic function. Okay, so but unfortunately, so Alfvén-Siemens characteristic function is always finite for each r, but this new characteristic function does not hold such a does not satisfy such a property. Namely, so this characteristic function may be divergent. So we consider a class of Meyer functions, FCMX, which is a collection of non-constant Meyer functions satisfying with a finite character, our new characteristic function. So we remark that if F is of finite energy, namely the total measure of this energy measure is finite, then F belongs to F satisfies this condition. So we also define a counting function. So this is also simple definition. So we replace tau r by constant t, so it seems also easier than to treat this counting function than classical type counting function. And we can also define a proximity function in the same manner. Then we have a Fast-Man theorem, namely for F belongs to this class, finite characteristic. Then we have this equation, just the same as Fast-Man theorem. But there is a problem. So for our new counting function to be true counting function, so it has this property. But unfortunately, in general, this property does not hold. So tentatively, we put this assumption. So this quantity is vanishing for any Meyer-Mosch function in this class, and A is an omitted value of F. And also we also introduce some class of Meyer-Mosch functions. This SG means meromorphic functions has a energy measure of sub-Gaussian growth. Where BR is appreciable, defined by rho. Rho is an exhaustion function with finite Kardashian operator. Then, in Keeler case, we put another assumption, so about a rich curvature, namely, the lower bound of rich curvature satisfies this condition. Then, this condition plus F belongs to this class, then it means F belongs to finite characteristic class. And this condition and F belongs to this class, so the same condition implies our assumption A for satisfied for functions in this class. And in the beginning of the second formulation, we assume the conservativeness of holomorphic diffusion. This condition ensures the assumption, namely, this rich curvature condition implies the stochastic completeness of manifold, Keeler manifold. Namely, a Brownian motion associated with the Keeler home is conservative. So on the different, this is a different assumption. It is assumption about the B. B means this is a Bochner type inequality. So we assume that there exists some function phi independent of F such that this equation outside the zeros of Kardashian of F for any non-constant holomorphic function locally defined on M. If M is a Keeler and X is a Brownian motion, then this condition is automatically satisfied. So we can take minus at minus twice R as phi. And this is just analogy of counting function of critical point of F. Then we have using simple calculation, we have this second main term. So we assume A plus B. Then if F belongs to a finite characteristic function class, and A1, A2 are distinct point, then we have this equation outside some for T. This equation holds for T outside some exceptional set of finite Lebesgue measure. So, in the first formulation, there are some extra term, very messy constant involved. But such a dirty term disappeared. So this is when M is Keeler manifold, this is just expectation of coming from rich curvature. So very simple, we can get a simple second main theorem. And this is a direct consequence of the second main theorem. Defect relation. The number of omitted value bounded by this quantity. Moreover, if X is recurrent, I shall give a definition later. and phi is integrable with respect to dm, then this term converges to this term. Then we have such a bounds of the number of omitted values. So when M is scalar manifold and X is a Brownian motion, and we assume some assumptions, namely Brownian motion is recurrent and Ricci-Carbeshov assumption are satisfied, then for F in sub-Gaussian class, then the number of omitted values of F is bounded by this quantity. Rx is a pointwise bound, a lower bound of Ricci curvature, and this is just the energy. So it, if it is if this quantity is finite, and F has F is of infinite energy, then this term is vanishing. So the bounds of F can omit at most 2 points. So this is a definition of recurrence. So if so, recurrence means that X hits U infinitely often with this probability 1 for any open set. So there are some well-known equivalent conditions to the recurrence. So first one is Liouville property for bounded subharmonic functions. And so this means there is no positive grid functions. And this is Gregorian and Sturm's criterion about recurrence. So it says that the volume has such a divergent condition, then the manifold is recurrent. Brownian motion is recurrent. So this is some generalization. So we are looking at some simple examples. Let us consider algebraic some special variety. M is M bar is a project algebraic manifold, and D is an analytic hypersurface, and D has only simple normal crossings. Then our M is M bar minus D, and L denotes the homotopy line bundle determined by D. Then there are several metrics on this on M, but so we are in this seat we are discussing which metric is appropriate for our purpose. So some we consider in this case three scalar metrics. First one is a projective type. So this is a smooth metric on M bar, then the associated Brownian motion is a process on the M bar. In general, Brownian motion compact manifold is always recurrent. Then Brownian motion associated with this metric is recurrent, but assumption A does not hold. So we can not employ this metric. And second one is the Euclidean type. This is complete, and the Ricci curvature is bounded. So our Ricci curvature condition is satisfied. But the associated Brownian motion is non-recurrent if the dimension of M is greater than or equal to 2. So the both we cannot employ the both metrics. And the third one is used by Colin Alban and Griffiths. It is just generalization of Planck metric. So it satisfies good conditions, good properties. So it is a complete and a finite volume. So finite volume means recurrence of Brownian motion with respect associated with this metric. And Ricci curvature is bounded. So this condition implies our assumption of Ricci curvature. So we use this metric. Then we have the following defect relation on M. So X be a Brownian motion is defined from the third metric. Then for F in this class, then the number of unit values is bounded by this quantity. So this quantity is a volume of M with respect to the third metric. And the mu is energy measure associated with X. And the second example is about sub-manifolds in CM. So let us consider M a properly immersed sub-manifold in CM and dimension M. So in this case, we consider two holomorphic diffusions. So first one is just a Brownian motion associated with the Indisch metric. So it is the process corresponds to this Dirichlet form with such an admissible measure. This is just a volume form defined from the induced metric. Then we can see the process corresponding to this Dirichlet form is denoted by Y. So Y is conservative, so it's good property. It has a good property for our purpose, but if M is greater than or equal to 2, then X is non-recurrent. Transient means non-recurrent. So we need another process. So we take W, this is just projective metric. Using this, we consider this by binary form. Then we take a measure defined by this as a admission measure. Then this form becomes Dirichlet form. Then there exists some holomorphic diffusion X corresponding to this Dirichlet form. So we set a volume with respect to the induced metric. Of extrinsic ball of radius r. Then Kaneko showed that this condition implies that X is recurrent. So we remark that in particular, if M is algebraic, then Br has the order of, large order of r twice m to the power. So this condition satisfied, so X is recurrent. Then we employ this process. then we can get the directly from the previous second main theorem and defect relations. We have such a bounds of the number of which it varies. So we assume R and so this condition. Then for F in this class with respect to the indice metric, then we have this bounds. So where Km is defined by this quantity, and Em is defined by this quantity. And R be energy or defined from the induced metric. So if M is an algebraic hypersurface of degree K non-trivial at infinity, then this Km is finite. Then we have a similar bounds to the case of the first formulation. We demand it. And finally, I shall give a small remark about the transcendental case. So first one is about such a hypersurface satisfying such a volume growth. Then Kaneko's criteria implies this on this hypersurface there is a recurrent homomorphic diffusion. From this fact, we can say that first one is the set of omitted value is the logarithmic capacity of the set of omitted values itself. So Kasurachi Weierstrass theorem holds on this manifold. And if we can see from our second main theorem, if our characteristic function is much bigger than log t square, then the omitted values of the function is finite. But there is some problems. So if f is a polynomial on Cn restricted on M, then our characteristic function has a large order of log t, then there is a gap. So this is very partial result. And second example is simple hypersurface. In this case, a rich curvature is bound, so our assumption about a rich curvature is satisfied. Then we can apply our second main theorem. But so there's some problem I mentioned later. X is a Brownian motion associated with the induced metric on M, and meromorphic function F on M belonging to this class, then we define this constant. Then we have such a defect relation. So of course, so this is also this constant may become zero. So so this is also very partial result. Okay, so I finish my talk. Thank you very much.